Hello, this is Becky Sansbury from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from Family Circle. Did you ever wish that you could just switch off stress? You know, just relax. Easier said than done, isn't it? Well, it turns out you don't need a week away, as nice as that might sound, to decompress. These tips will lead you to the inner peace that you crave today. One of the things that you can do is take a moment in nature. While we know that a yoga class or a full body massage might help you relax, there are some other ways that you can cram those hour-long breathers into an already full schedule to help you feel less frazzled and more relaxed. These are some quick tension-relieving tricks to stop worries from accumulating. These thoughts were put together by Dr. Suzanne Zolio, a psychologist in Philadelphia and the author of Recharge in Minutes. Now, this take a minute in nature is the first tip that Dr. Zolio offers. She says that anxiety can make it tough to think clearly. While taking a break when you feel time-starved or energy-depleted might appear counterintuitive, spending a few minutes outside might calm you and actually make you more productive. This is according to a University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign study. Researchers there found that tranquil surroundings help people to focus. When you're finished, perhaps getting a child off to school or some other hectic activity, try having your coffee or tea outside. Or perhaps after a tense meeting, you might take a short walk or simply open the window if that's possible. Now here is tip number two. Eat a better breakfast. Many women do not consume enough protein, according to Lynn Keller, a registered dietitian in Danville, California. That is a mistake, since the hormones that regulate stress need the nutrient of protein to thrive. The Food and Drug Administration recommends eating at least 50 grams of protein a day. So get one-third of that at breakfast, and you will prevent stress levels from spiking. You might have two scrambled eggs with either an eighth of a cup of shredded reduced-fat cheddar cheese or two strips of turkey bacon. Or perhaps you might have a smoothie using ice, a cup of your favorite fruit, 3/4 of a cup of non-fat yogurt, that's 10 grams of yogurt, and a half cup of non-fat milk. That could get your day off to a wonderful, wonderful start. Now here's a tip we might not always think about. Giggle every day. Laughing, in fact, even anticipating a chuckle, can lower your levels of cortisol. That's the stress hormone, according to a recent research study from Loma Linda University in California. When you can't make time for a full show or something long and funny, you might just think of hilarious moments in your life. Or you might get a free daily email from Joke a Day. Better yet, you and a friend or a family member could share the laugh. You can always adjust your attitude. That's point number four. Whenever anxiety peaks, perhaps you are sitting somewhere traveling with someone in traffic or something else is slowing you down or speeding you up, put things in perspective by comparing your current circumstances with a life event that's really, really serious, according to Dr. Zolio. For example, imagine a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being a minor inconvenience and 10 being a complete disaster. Dr. Zolio says what you think of initially as an 8 may really only be a 3. Remember, it's not the actual event that agitates us. It is how we perceive it. Number 5 is call someone. You don't have to be like on the show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire to phone a friend to bail you out of a worrisome situation. Talking to a friend can help you relax. According to Dr. Rosalind Darlin, a psychologist from Summit, New Jersey, you will be far more equipped to handle crises because a good listener offers an outlet for your frustration. Now, the sixth point is refuel and recharge. Try eating in a peaceful environment. You have two different nervous systems. One handles internal bodily tasks, like digestion, and the other one regulates external sensory impulses, like what you hear. Eating by itself strains the body. When you chow down in a loud place that overstimulates your ears, it drains you even more. So turn off the TV during meals. And if you happen to be at work or with other people, if you can't have lunch in a quiet place, then try putting on some quiet music in your iPod or wherever you might be able to listen. Now, number 7 is get moving. Even small bursts of intense physical activity can reduce anxiety. Sessions as short as 30 to 60 seconds, yes, not minutes, seconds, trigger the release of endorphins, those feel-good brain chemicals that counteract cortisol. Before you hop in the shower, perhaps do a few jumping jacks or just jog in place. You might do this in any fashion that gets your heart pumping. Now, here's number 8. Chill out at lunch. Have a stress-busting meal. Did you know that a turkey sandwich with mustard, lettuce, and tomato on whole wheat is a very good lower-stress choice, according to Laura Alley, a registered dietitian in Pittsburgh? Turkey contains the amino acid tryptophan. This acts as a relaxant. Just a few slices are enough to make you mellow. Now, believe it or not, point number 8 is breathe in, breathe out. Studies have shown that a few minutes of daily meditation can reduce those levels of cortisol. But there's no need to twist yourself into a pretzel and chant, mmm. You can sit silently with your back straight and your hands quietly in your lap. Close your eyes and think about something simple and calming, like anything that makes you feel simply calmed. You can inhale for 10 seconds through your nose and exhale for another 10 seconds and repeat it 10 times. For another calming effect, you can inhale through your nose, hold gently, and then release through lightly parted lips. Now, point 10 is chew on this. Grabbing a stick of chewing gum won't just keep your breath smelling fresh. It may also help you to relax. A recent multi-center study found that people who chew gum regularly report less overall anxiety. Plus, the chomping motion increases the amount of oxygen that flows to your brain, making you better able to concentrate, particularly if you are in a nerve-racking time. Now, here are some things to do to help you with a stress-free snooze. Did you know that regularly getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep is one of the key ways to ward off anxiety? Well, here are some ideas for helping you get your mind calmed down from being in a race. The first one is think positively. While you are reflecting on the day's events, focus on what went right. Obsessing over the negative does not help. And it may trigger stress, according to Dr. Lori Gray Boothrood, a psychologist in Traverse City, Michigan. Take a minute to think about 3 to 5 things, no matter how small, that you are grateful for, and it will remind you how fortunate you are. You may want to grab a little snack. Set yourself up for a restful night with a bedtime nibble. In a recent Australian study, people who ate carbohydrates 4 hours before hitting the sack fell asleep faster than those who did not. Starchy foods trigger the production of serotonin. That's a nerve-calming brain chemical. An hour before you head to bed, munch on a handful of whole grain crackers or a slice of wheat toast. Do try to keep it under 100 calories so you don't ruin your diet. Now, also, you may want to unplug yourself. Believe it or not, electronics you own really do have off buttons. So power down your cell phone or whatever you listen to, because you want to give your brain a chance to break from reality. So if you do listen to something, let it be a calming bit of music or perhaps a story that will get your mind in a good mood for the end of the day. And the other one is get close. If you have the opportunity to cuddle up to someone, that helps you to calm down. Women are less tense during a stressful event when holding a spouse's hand, according to a study from the University of Virginia in Charlottesville and the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Touching someone is key. So if you can't stop thinking about all the things that are going through your mind and you have the opportunity, reach out for that someone special. Whether you do it in person or through a friend on the phone, just remember that all of that is very important to helping you calm down. Family Circle has helped all of us with the numbers game. You know those numbers that your doctor sometimes gives you that has to do with saturated fat and trans fat and monosaturated and polysaturated? Well, they've done some translation of the numbers for all of us. Eating right and getting our cholesterol into a healthy range has never been easier. Here are some women who made lifestyle changes and got their cholesterol down to healthy levels. The first one is Denny Howeth. She is 44 years old, and she's a photographer who lives in Queens, New York. Before her changes, her cholesterol was 207. Afterwards, down to 170. Denny says, my mother has high cholesterol, and my grandmother died of a stroke. So when I was told that my cholesterol was high, I began to worry. Here's what she did to make positive changes. I started walking regularly, and I made some major alterations to my diet. For 9 months, I ate only whole grains, beans, and vegetables. I lost 13 pounds, and I knocked nearly 40 points off my cholesterol level. Now, here is a story from Victoria Barbie. She's 41. Her total cholesterol before she began was 230. Afterwards, 182. She said, I was waiting for my mother to come through triple bypass surgery, and my aunt said, see what you have to look forward to? That was enough to get me being serious about my own health. So I started keeping a food journal and paying attention to labels. I will only buy things now that are low in saturated fat and high in fiber. I adopted a dog, and every day we go for 2 to 3 30-minute walks. In 1 year, I went from high to low risk for heart disease. And finally, here's Trey Taylor. She's a TV and radio host in Columbia, South Carolina. She's 46, and before she began, her cholesterol was 200. Afterwards, down to 155. Extreme fatigue and dizzy spells put me in the hospital for 10 days. I was diagnosed with a low heart rate, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol. Suddenly, I found myself on 4 prescription drugs, and I didn't like that. So these were my positive changes. I switched to low-fat cheeses, and I eliminated fried foods. I began exercising longer and more rigorously. In 6 months, my cholesterol dropped, and I cut out all of my meds. Now, today, I take only a daily baby aspirin. Of course, I did all of this under the care of my doctor. So what are the good, the bad, and the uglies? Well, a significant portion of our cholesterol level reflects the kind of fats we eat. Most of us should keep our total fat intake to 70 grams or less. Let's see which fats are best and which one should be rationed very carefully. The good, those are the polysaturated and monosaturated fats. On a daily level, we should have 32 to 52 grams. Here's some ideas. Have peanut butter, 2 tablespoons on toast for breakfast. That's 14 grams. You might have a tossed salad with a tablespoon of olive oil for lunch. That's 12 grams. And a salmon burger for dinner. That sounds good. Where do you find polyunsaturated fats? Salmon, tuna, mackerel, sardines, herring, trout, shellfish, walnuts, flaxseed, sunflower seeds, and some vegetable oils such as soybean, corn, sunflower, and safflower. The majority of fat that you eat should be polyunsaturated, which can lower your cholesterol by 19% and your LDL, that's your bad cholesterol, by about 22%. You can find monounsaturated fats in avocados, peanut butter, and some vegetable oils, such as olive, canola, peanut, sesame, and sunflower. You're going to be replacing your saturated fats with monounsaturated fats, and that can reduce your total cholesterol by 12% and your LDL bad cholesterol by 15%. Now, here are the bad boys, those saturated fats. Daily dose, you should have less than 16 grams. That's going to add up very quickly. A cup of regular ice cream, 15 grams. 1/4-pounder hamburger, 14 grams. What are the common culprits? Red meats, full-fat dairy foods, and some vegetable oils, palm and coconut. The more saturated fat in your diet, the higher your cholesterol will be. Now here's the really ugly ones, trans fats. Daily dose, less than 2 grams. Now here's some examples. 2 toaster pastries, that'll give you 2 grams. Or 1 cup of buttered microwave popcorn, the regular kind, 3 grams. That already pushes you over the limit, so it's best to avoid trans fats. Common culprits, many fried foods and packaged items, chips, cookies, crackers, breads, baked goods, dessert toppings, margarine. Foods labeled 0 grams trans fat can actually contain up to 0.5 grams per serving, and most people eat more than one serving. If the words partially hydrogenated oil or shortening are on the ingredients list, yep, that means trans fats are there. They are the worst offenders when it comes to cholesterol. They lower your HDL, your good cholesterol, and they boost your total number and your LDL. For every 2% increase in calories from trans fats that you eat, your heart disease risk climbs 23%. So here are some practical ideas on your fats. On the ugly, you want to keep packaged foods and baked goods to a minimum. On just the bad, you want to make sure that full-fat dairy products and red meats play a very small role in your diet. But here's the good. Swap out all the bad fats that we've mentioned and swap in healthy fats, like those found in peanut butter, and you will lower your overall cholesterol. Now that's some good news. Sometimes we find ourselves eating out, and we're just not sure what to order to be the most heart healthy. Well, in the article Hold the Fat, Please, there are some tips given about restaurant meals, because they do almost always contain more fat, calories, and cholesterol than the food that we get at home. Some dishes contain more fat than otherwise we would eat in an entire day. To keep it lean when you dine out, here are some suggestions for healthier choices at several popular chain restaurants. Now, if you are at Romano's Macaroni Grill, say no thanks to these choices. Spaghetti and meatballs with meat sauce. One full serving gives you 2,430 calories, 128 grams of fat, and 57 grams of saturated fat. Wow. Or the Primo Chicken Parmesan, 2,220 calories, 148 grams of fat, and 52 grams of saturated fat. Does that mean you can't eat there? Of course not. Here are some yes please choices. The Cappellini Tre Pomodoro, only 540 calories, 20 grams of fat and 3 of them saturated. Or the Polo Magro Skinny Chicken, only 330 calories, 5 grams of fat, and 1 gram of saturated fat. Okay, so Romano's Macaroni Grill is still on the good list. Now, Chili's is a popular place. Here's the no thanks list. Fire-grilled beef quesadillas, 1,780 calories, 126 grams of fat, and 42 grams of saturated fat. And here's another on the don't think I'll take that one list. The chicken ranch sandwich, 1,174 calories, 71 grams of fat, and 11 grams of saturated fat. Well, let's move over to the yes, this sounds great, and I know it'll be good for me category. There's a guiltless black bean burger. You can still have a burger in a tasty variation. 609 calories, 11 grams of fat, and 2 grams of saturated fat. Or perhaps you prefer seafood. There's the guiltless cedar plank tilapia. Only 199 calories, 4 grams of fat, and 2 grams of saturated fat. Perhaps you and your family like to go to P.F. Chang's. Now, here are two to avoid. The chicken chopped salad. We tend to think that salad's always a good choice, but listen to this one. 940 calories, 68 grams of fat, and 10 grams of saturated fat. Or the lemongrass prawns with garlic noodles. 608 calories, 44 grams of fat, 10 grams of saturated fat. But yes, here are two wonderful choices at P.F. Chang's. They have a salmon steamed with ginger at only 125 calories with 14 grams of fat and 2 grams of saturated fat. And remember, that salmon has the good kind of oils in it. Or you might prefer the lemon pepper shrimp, only 227 calories, 10 grams of fat, 2 grams of saturated fat. And finally, here are selections to avoid and selections to think about at Ruby Tuesdays. You want to stay away from the gourmet chicken pot pie, 1,411 of calories and 111 grams of fat. Or the avocado turkey burger. That one is 1,034 calories and 63 grams of fat. But good news, here are two good choices at Ruby Tuesdays. The chicken fresco. It's only 464 calories. It does have 23 grams of fat, but compared to those other choices, that's much lower. Or, if you are in the mood for some beef, how about the top sirloin? 256 calories and 6 grams of fat. Well, you know there are a lot of ways we look at these numbers, but here's a good way to get your cholesterol back in shape. Your high HDL. HDL is like a scrubby sponge. It scours the bad LDL from the arteries. When your HDL is low, it's a potent marker for heart disease and stroke. Here are 6 steps which can help to nudge your HDL back up into the healthy range. That's above 60 when you get those numbers from your doctor. First one, quit smoking. Smoking lowers your HDL by an average of 4 milligrams per DL. Second, get moving. At least 30 minutes of aerobic exercise most days of the week can increase your HDL by 6 to 9%. Third, eat a healthy diet, just like we've been talking about. Swap good fats for bad fats. That will lower your LDL and raise your HDL. Number 4, just slim down. If you're overweight, every 7 pounds that you lose raises your HDL by 1 milligram per DL. 5, if you like to have some wine, drink a glass of red wine. A Danish study found that HDL levels were 16% higher in red wine drinkers. And finally, ask your doctor about medication. Prescription niacin and fibrates, along with fish oil supplements and statin medications, may also improve your cholesterol. All the way around, practical ways to get those numbers in the right place. Family Circle has a great article about my hometown. They travel around the country and interview people from different places. This one's from Alexandria, Virginia. This is Tammy Ignacio, and she first visited the area when she was 14 years old and promised herself she'd return. Almost 30 years later, she still enjoys her hometown's adopted diversity. She loves the monuments and a famous high school. She moved shortly after college graduation, and her husband, or her husband-to-be, moved to Maryland from the Dominican Republic when he was a teenager. She said that they met 11 years ago when his job as a detective brought him to the high school where she was an assistant principal, and 10 months later, they were married. She says, "I love living here because of the people. Our residents represent so many rich cultures. We're just 10 minutes from the capital, and there are families with roots all over the country and the world. There are many languages spoken in our schools. It's a wonderful place to raise children." Alexandria's homes, buildings, and interesting sites range from antique to contemporary. We live in a very modern neighborhood, in a house built in the 1970s, but once we're over an old town, a colonial atmosphere surrounds us. You know, with the movie Remember the Titans is about the T.C. Williams High School, where our son Dylan is now a senior. Denzel Washington, who starred in the movie, visited the school, and we got to go to an early screening of the film. We're a sports-oriented family, and we love attending high school athletic events. We rarely miss one, and so there are lots of things to do. There's a great community vibe here. There have been countless times when we were eating at a restaurant. One of our favorites is Los Dios Grill. That's a must for Mexican food. And we've just bumped into somebody that we know. Our family is always at local happenings because my husband Victor works for the city. We love the summertime Red Cross Waterfront Festival, and it's a craft show with music and arts for everyone, children and adults. There's rides and, of course, delicious food. It's never questioned if we're going to a town celebration. The only question is what time we go and which friends we're going to bump into while we're there. Here's someone who's making a difference, John Benish and the Clean Air Club. Almost every day, 30 children board a bus that doesn't leave the parking lot. It's a museum on wheels filled with interactive displays about the earth. It's the brainchild of John Benish, the COO of Cook, Illinois Corporation, the country's largest family-owned school bus company. The Clean Air Bus has visited more than 60 schools, and on board, two trained staffers give presentations about the effects of smoke on breathing and how renewable fuels interact with the environment. John hopes to create a new environment of children who understand what the air means to all of us. This is a powerful tool because children learn how their behavior has a direct impact on the environment. They go home and they talk to their parents about the bus, and then they ask them to use biodiesel in their cars, to recycle, and of course, to quit smoking. It's amazing how much the influence of children can have, not only for the ways they will live, but the ways they impact their family. This has been a great project. Our time has run out for today's episode of From Soup to Nuts. Be sure to listen at the same time next week. We hope that you've enjoyed hearing this. And I'm Becky Sansbury, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. So long, until next time.